KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz was highly critical of President Donald Trump and Minnesota Republicans during a news conference Tuesday. He took questions about his decision to exit the 2026 race for a third term in office. Walz told reporters his decision was the right one and one he made with his family, as a war is being waged on Minnesota by the federal government. The state is facing increasing pressure from multiple fronts, including Tuesday's announcement of 2,000 federal agents apparently being sent to the state for immigration enforcement and fraud investigations. Walz is being heavily scrutinized for his handling of fraud in the state's health and human services programs. But he says the focus on the state is endangering livelihoods and even lives. Here's Walz from Care 11's live broadcast.
This is a concerted effort to try and destroy the president's opponents, to destroy the rule of law, and it became apparent to me that he was going to do that with me being there.
Walz was especially heated when it came to Trump amplifying a conspiracy theory that the governor was somehow involved in the assassination of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark last June. He called on the state's Republicans to condemn the president's social media post.
For those legislators who went and shed crocodile tears at her funeral, shame on you. Shame on you. Her children are asking you to do one thing in her name. It's to tell the president to stop doing this.
Walz also says he will not resign, as some have called him to do, and that Republicans will not win the governor's race.
Buck stops with me. I'm accountable for this. And because of that accountability, I'm not running for office again. But I have a year to continue to improve on a record that I think will stand up against anybody's.
The intention of the news conference was to celebrate the launch of the state's paid leave program on January 1st. The governor says the program is launching on time, under budget, and with strong safeguards in place to prevent fraud. Nearly 18,000 Minnesotans have applied for the program, and to date, about 3,500 have been approved. Babbitt Mayor Andrea Zupancic will again run for State Senate District 3, setting up a likely rematch with DFL Senator Grant Hochschild. Megan Buffington has more.
The Republican lost by just 703 votes in 2022. Zupancic says she would use her experience as a mother, wife, mayor, and small business owner in office. She owns the real estate company Zupp North, and her husband is a fourth-generation owner of Zupp's Grocery. Zupancic called out Hochschild in her announcement, saying he is a, quote, rubber stamp for the far-left metro agenda. She says she is running to restore balance in state government and advance common-sense solutions to make life more affordable. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
How healthy is the Northland? The Bridge to Health survey is trying to answer that question, but it needs your responses to do so. Surveys have been sent to households in northeastern Minnesota every 5 years since 1995. The goal is to fill gaps in local data by asking questions about topics like substance use, access to care, and mental health. Surveys are randomly mailed out to households in the service area, but to get good data, enough people have to fill them out. The first mailing was in September, but the Bridges to Health survey sent out another round to Itasca, Kennebec, Couchiching, Pine, and St. Louis counties in December. The anonymous survey data is available online and is used by schools, health systems, and nonprofits. The data helped Essentia Health and Mesabi East with a $10,000 U.S. Department of Agriculture grant for a farm-to-school program. Other projects spurred by the data include a farmers market in Duluth and suicide prevention efforts in Aiken County. The research effort is led by the University of Wisconsin-Superior with support from over 40 local organizations. Heads up, teachers! Expect lots of Olivers, Adelines, Sophias, and Hudsons in your upcoming classes. Those four baby names were the most popular in northern Minnesota in 2025, according to data from 8 area hospitals. But while dozens of like-minded parents christened their babies the same, there were still plenty of unique names like Leonard, Opaline, or River. Other top names include Jackson, Henry, and Charlotte. Check out our full list at KAXE.org. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.